This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run, 7:36, Monday, the 20th of June. We're going to be taking a look at global markets, which have been very volatile for the last 6 months. As central banks around the world hike interest rates in response to inflation, the war in Ukraine continues with no end in sight. And of course, global supply chains remain at a standstill or blocked. As a result, key asset classes are being sold off aggressively across the board as, you know, basically, global central banks and investors alike play catch up with further unwelcome steep rises in inflation.
So there appears to be nowhere to hide as the recession or stagflation versus runaway inflation debate picks up intensity. And needless to say, it's easy to get carried away by the fear of this potential sharp rise in interest rates in the coming months. So how should we read the signs for where the global economy is heading in order to make the best investment choices at present?
For answers, we turn to Swan Teck Kin, Head of Global Economics and Markets Research at UOB. Good morning, Teck Kin. Now, the Federal Reserve raised its benchmark interest rate by 75 basis points, its most aggressive hike since 1994. Help us understand what kind of implications can we expect this move to have on the domestic U.S. economy?
Good morning, Shuning and Susanna and everyone. Good to be here. Yes, indeed, this question is a very important one. The Fed was very aggressive last week, 75 basis point hike. And what happens here is this, basically, the whole point of all this exercise is to so-called reduce the demand side of the activities, right, to cool it down because the inflation is so high. So what happens here, the implications is that activities, economic activities, your consumption, etc., will kind of moderate from all these rate hikes that have been going on, and there will be more to come as well. So that is one of the important implications from the U.S. Federal Reserve's actions.
Do you have an estimate of what the Fed fund rate will be by the end of the year, Teck Kin?
Yeah, sure. We are expecting another, there will be a couple more, there will be four more rate meetings this year from the Federal Reserve. So we expect three more rate hikes with 50 basis points, and then the last one in December at 25. So altogether, by end of the year, we should be looking at the U.S. Interest rate at around 3.5%, 3.5% or so, right? So 3.25% in terms of the rate hikes, plus we started the year at 0.25, so 3.5% by end of the year.
But I'm curious whether this moves by the Fed to have such an aggressive rate hike, mm-hmm. Is that the risk of over-tightening though?
What happens here is this, there's no exact science to these things, like, oh, what is the right amount of rate hikes and how high the interest rate should be? There's no exact science to this, so they really have to watch one step at a time. The reason why there was such a big move last week at 75 basis point was because of the May inflation report came in to be far stronger than everybody was expecting. So they had to take a really aggressive action. So, of course, there's always a risk of tightening. But then the thing is that there's only after the fact that we'll find out, oh, we did too much and we have to stop and start to reverse.
Does this then worry you whether the U.S. Is mm-hmm. heading into perhaps stagflation? Because I think a lot of commentators already mm-hmm. expect a recession.
Right. I think in terms of recession, there's actually no question about it. If you think about it, there's no question about it. It is the question right now is a matter of time. If you look back at the past, right, the recession risk of U.S. from the Fed rate hikes is actually quite high. And it will take, unfortunately, we don't know the timing. If you take the last two rate hike cycles in 2004 and 2015, it took about four years, at the start of the cycle when we hit the recession. So about 4 years. But in the past, it was as short as 1 year to 2 years, then we hit a recession. So the question right now is it's not whether it will come, but is when it will come. So we do have to pay attention to some of the indicators along the way as well. Unfortunately, it's really, you can't really tell when it's going to come.
And what are those indicators we should be paying attention to then?
Right. I think one of the things that people look at, for example, is the yield curve, right? I think the U curve, there's an inversion to the U curve, for example, between the 2-year and 10-year US Treasury yield. If there's an inversion, so that is kind of an indication of situation getting not so comfortable and a recession might come. But then again, that problem with the U-curve inversion is that we don't know the timing. We know that it signals something, but we don't know when the recession is going to hit. The other thing that people can look at is unemployment rates in the U.S. So there is this study that says that if unemployment rate moves faster than the three-month moving average, then there will be some sort of a recession coming. So the unemployment is the one that is key to watch, especially when it rises rapidly. So every month we get a non-farm payroll report. I think that's the one that we should pay attention to. Not so much of the increase in the non-farm payroll, but the unemployment rate.
And Tekkin, how will a U.S. recession impact the global economy?
Well, the U.S. is the world's largest economy and is the world's largest importers. So for most of us in Asia, especially, I think the demand from the U.S. is very important. Right? Whether you are in the final delivery part of the lake, like for example, Vietnam and Malaysia, some of the products go straight to the U.S. or you are in the middle of the chain, like for example, Singapore or even Indonesia at the earlier part of the supply chain. So it's very important. If the U.S. goes into a recession, that means the demand for our exports, especially in Asia, will be affected. So that is that's an implication from the U.S. Recession. Although I just want to point out that it's important to have a diversified base of clients or customers, right? So if your one customer is down, then you have other customers that are still standing and that will be able to buy from you.
Okay, so let's bring this conversation closer to home. If we look at the regional economies now, which countries do you think are better positioned to weather the twin pressures of this global slowdown and rising inflationary pressures then?
Right. If closer to home, I think most of the ASEAN economies, except the weaker ones like Myanmar and to a certain extent Thailand, I think most of the economies in the region are relatively well positioned to handle this sort of twin pressures from inflation and also from rate hikes, right? And also recession as well. The reason why is that I think some of the countries in this region, for example, Indonesia and also Malaysia, these are commodities producers themselves, and also Vietnam, right? These are commodities producers. So as commodity prices go up, so their export will benefit, and also because they have the product available. The question is, for example, crude oil, right? It's not that the product is not available, there's a shortage. It's because the products, let's say from Russia, cannot come out. So if you have access to the product, so you're in a better position, for example, you produce your own crude oil and things like that, or food, right, for that matter, Malaysia, Vietnam, Indonesia, Thailand. So these countries are in a relatively better position to handle this sort of inflation and also rate hike as well, because your inflation is less compared to others, so you don't have to do these kind of aggressive rate hikes like what the U.S. is doing.
Very quickly, Tekkin, in about the minute that we have, the USD has seen appreciation with the rate hikes. Will that trend likely continue in the major forex space?
Right. For now, I think the strong U.S. dollar is going to continue because of the interest rate differential, right? So it will be in favor. So we're going to see some weakening in Asian currencies. For example, Malaysia, we're expecting Malaysian ringgit to weaken towards the 4.48 against the US dollar, 4.5 towards the end of the year because of interest rate differential that will put the US dollar in favor.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. That was Swan Tekkin, Head of Global Economics and Market Research at UOB, warning us it's not about when the whether there's going to be a US recession. It's more a case of when.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.